What would you like, David? I think that depends on our climate change report, because I think that ought to be as long as Josh wants to make it. And so 5 to 7, that sounds brilliant to me. Emergency evacuation procedure, everybody here knows their way in and out. Apologies for absence. I've got an apology from Jeff Aikam, who sounds as though he's struggling with cold, flu or whatever. Well, I'm glad he was saying he wasn't coming, because he didn't sound at all well. Anybody else missing? Any other apologies? No. Sorry? Nothing. No, nobody's heard anything from Jim. No. Right. Minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of February. Is there anything on that arising, or can I take them as a true record? Can we vote on those? And then the system we use, Nikki, is you then happily announce the result.
Chairman, that's unanimous.
The next one is the minutes for Monday, the 4th of March. Any comments, anything at all, or can I propose those? I propose those meetings as a true record. Seconded. Thank you. Can we vote, please? Is this fast enough for you, David?
Chairman, that's also unanimous.
Urgent business. I have no items of urgent business, so that should save a little bit of time. Declarations of interest. Has anybody any interest to declare? No declarations of interest. Chair's announcements. Well, really, I've got two, and they're both on the agenda, but I'd like you to sort of start considering and thinking about them. One is the concern that I've got in relation to, it was Ed that pointed out that we had an annual report that we hadn't had for 4 years. And we have another one here, if you haven't already spotted it, that we are to get annual reports from all members of council on outside bodies. And we don't, and we haven't. And I don't think we've actually, scrutiny has looked at it in the last 2 or 3 years. Or maybe four, I don't know, Ed. You've got the advantage of me on that one, but it should be an annual report. Now, I think I'd like you just to put in your minds to think about what do we do with that, because as far as I am aware, officers were going through a process and saying to people, can you do it? And then not getting any responses back. So we need to look as to how we get it going. I think for the future, I don't think we've got to sort it out now and get people to do reports on what they've been doing in the last 4 years or the last year. But just have a think now, so that when we get to that one, it's there.
I don't know if I've missed something. But
Microphone, please. Sorry.
My apologies. I don't know whether I've missed something in the mail, but I'm not. I do sit on a committee, and I'm not aware of having had anything. So we can think about it.
Have a think, and it may be a combination of officers and members, or it may be members or officers or whatever, but it's just have a mull and have a think as to what we're going to do, because it is council policy. I think it's a good council policy, but I didn't want to, when we got there, tucked in among the overview and scrutiny reports, for it to come as a little surprise. Janet.
I think we maybe ought to look into some of these outside bodies, because people are on some of these committees and stuff, and they never go to a meeting, and they're never called to meetings, and really, I think some of these outside bodies are at a dead end. Or
I think when we get there, that's part of it, and the recording of meetings. And then if you get feedbacks from members saying, we haven't had a meeting in 2 years, then you know where we are. But at the moment, we're not collecting the information.
I think some of these outside bodies maybe want crossing off.
Could well be. We can't do a review unless we've got the evidence coming in. But it's just there so that you've got it there to mull on. And the other one is, and again it's an item on the agenda, and it's the Policy and Resources Committee. And this will get massive support from Di, I suspect. Once upon a time, it must be nearly 3 years ago, Overview and Scrutiny did a report. And looking into full council and amendments and all sorts of things, most of which I disagreed with. However, I'd rather disagree in a debate and have it done openly. And it was referred to PNR, and then it was, in inverted commas, now I think we know what it is meant by, it was going to be kicked into the long grass. And I, as the messenger, got shot for the phrase. And it has been kicked in the long grass. We then raised and asked for things to be looked into in terms of constitution and other working parties. And we've ended up with it getting lost. We know where it's got lost, but it's been lost. I don't want to call a full PNR for it, but just let that one mull in your mind, because again, it's not obvious from the paperwork as such. Right, that's the end of the announcements. Item 7, Safer Rydale Progress with Delivery of the Community Safety Plan. And we continue with the people not being well, etc. Angela's not here this evening. And I had a meeting with Angela last week. And the report is got much more in it, and is a good report, and is a lot clearer than what we had last year. I asked her one or two questions. She said, oh, yeah, I'll find those for you. So we haven't got the answers to those. And I suggest we defer that item rather than take it without Angela and without the answers to the questions, etc. I'd rather have it done properly and with Angela that knows what it's all about here with us in a month's time, rather than just noting it tonight and moving on. Thank you. So we'll refer it to the next meeting. Those in favour? Sorry, I didn't see one. No, go on, Matt. So we defer it to the next meeting.
That's unanimous, Chairman.
Yes, I have been reminded, as we thought of it, I thought of it earlier as well, it's irritating, it slipped my mind. If you've any questions on that report, can you feed them into the officers or myself, so that when we get there in a month's time, we've got not just the two or three questions I asked last week, but any from anybody else to do it, because it'll be easier then to change the report and bring it up to date with those questions in mind. Will.
John, now you've raised it, would it help members of this committee to know what those questions were that you've already asked us, so that we don't repeat them?
You can, and it is off memory. somewhere in the report there, it's saying about what is done being done to reduce antisocial behaviour.
Right.
And the authorities are talking in terms of what we're doing in terms of punishment, if you like, in a, summing up two paragraphs of delicate speak. And they talked to young people, and they were saying, you need to be looking into drugs, you need to be looking into other things, the causes of the problem. And I thought, that's smart. So I asked Angela to follow that one up. And the other one is, in relation to that, there's a box and a table on rural crime, and it's blank. And I don't know whether rural crime means poaching, whether it means legal hunting, or what it is, and what the numbers are, because the box is blank. So those are the two things I had.
There is a police team dealing with that specifically, isn't there?
Yes, so, and therefore, yeah. You know, the numbers are there to come from somewhere to slot in.
It isn't just poaching, though, is it? It's anything concerned with...
I don't know. It's blank. Yeah.
Well...
That's why I've asked.
It's with them pinching trailers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've asked. I don't know what it is.
Farm machinery and such as that, and pinching out of barns and
it
things.
It can be any one of a whole range. I don't know what...
Sheep rustling, all such as that. It's not just to do...
No, I don't know what the police's definition of it is, what I'm saying, Janet. I don't know. I would agree with you that it's all of that lot, and probably other things as well, but I don't know what their definition and what should be in that box. It's blank.
A police officer come to our last parish liaison. Do we have a police officer at last parish liaison was telling us all about rural crime, and it was all about, it was all those things. It was involved with all those things.
Did we get any numbers?
I can't remember.
No. Mm. That might be worth a glance as to the report or anything on it.
John, try and see. Yes, he did. He did supply numbers. He did give numbers on certain things at that presentation.
So somebody here will have those numbers from whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Lovely. That's useful, Janet. Thanks. Anything else that needs to go in now? So we could expand on this a little bit in the next month. Item 8, scrutiny review on climate change. A roll of gems.
Good evening, everybody. This is our final opportunity to have a look at the recommendations. And the report is split into two, really. Part A, which is matters dealt with under the delegated powers of scrutiny, and that's that you note the report but also agree the recommendations this evening. And then the part B, which is matters referred to council, that's item 2.3, and that's where we would like overview and scrutiny to recommend council to adopt and implement the recommendations, and that would be going to council on the 11th of April. So what I'm proposing to do, what I have done, is to do what we've normally done for the task groups, which is to just have the recommendations upon the moderately sized screens. I'm going to say big screen, but not quite big, are they?
No.
But I've made the writing big.
IMAX.
Yeah. So that we can look through them, and if you want any changes, I can sort of make them here and now so that everybody can see those changes. So without further ado, the scrutiny review to agree the task group recommendations for scrutiny, and then to recommend the final report recommendations to council for adoption and implementation. Now, in the task group meetings, we've had a bit of a process of starting each one off with a little bit of news item. And I discovered, having worked on this for 6 months, that 2019 is actually the year of green action. So it's quite timely. Now, it is specifically around connecting people with nature, so it's not just about climate change, but I just thought that was quite a nice thing to show you, that it's very timely. Okay, so if you're happy, I'll just have a quick run through the findings and the recommendations.
Yeah.
So the Findings, I haven't itemised them in the report as such, but sorry, in the covering report, but they are in the task group report. So the District Council has a key leadership role in the community and with partners to recognise and champion the role of organisations and individuals in contributing to the target reduction in temperature rise, and that RDC can make choices that support its climate change reduction aspirations, and those choices may either have positive or negative budget implications. I won't read it all, but I think the conclusion of that was that the budgetary implications will be considered through the normal committee process on a project-by-project basis. So this recommendations from this council, this committee, isn't actually asking for any funding at this stage. Sorry, this is where I made it a bit bigger. The third finding was that the advice from the International Panel on Climate Change was that reduction in carbon must happen within the next 11 years, and so consequently the District Council must implement the recommendations swiftly and monitor and review progress towards implementation. I think the task group reviewed the existing climate change action plan, which was from about 2007, we think. And so I think the feedback was that we didn't want this set of recommendations to be on a shelf and not being implemented. And then the fourth finding was that we do already have lots of services that deliver climate change reduction activities, and these should be commended and continued and performance monitored for their contribution. And we did look at those at the task group. So moving on to the recommendations, there are four key recommendations. The first one is around leadership and influence. District Council should take a leadership role to promote the reduction of carbon emissions in Rydale. And then there's a number of items specifically under that. I don't know if you actually want me to run through them or if we've read them or just happy with them as they are. Shall I just... keep the slides going?
Do you want them going through, or are you happy with them all? Happy with them all.
Okay. The second key recommendation was around operations of our assets and estates. So RDC will take opportunities to reduce carbon emissions through energy efficiency and the use of alternatives to fossil fuels in relation to its management of its estate and assets. So we're talking there about Rydale House, street lights, financial assets. Is everybody happy with those recommendations? Okay. The, yeah?
Are street lights ours, or is it county?
No, we do own quite a few,
yeah.
We've discovered. I think we did know that, but yes. Through this process, it's become more clear that we do own quite a few.
And are we changing light bulbs and that sort of thing? Because I've seen them doing that around town.
Yeah.
I thought it was county. I didn't think it was ours.
Some streetlights are owned by the county council, some of them are owned by the district council. Street by street, some of them might be owned by us and some of them might be owned by the county, but we are beginning a programme of knowing which ones that we do fully own. So the idea is that once we know which are ours and our programme of sort of refurbishment goes on, that we will replace them with LED street lights, but also instigate part night lighting where they're turned off between 12 at night and 5 in the morning, I think. And there's a policy that the County Council have adopted, and I've put that into the report with a link to the appropriate page on the website that explains that policy. Okay, so number three, recommendation three, operations around service delivery. RDC will take opportunities to reduce carbon emissions through energy efficiency and use of alternatives to fossil fuels in relation to its service delivery. So reducing officer and member mileage, potentially looking at electric vehicle pool cars, quite a lot of activity proposed through the planning process. I have to say nothing too fundamental, it's all very doable. Encouraging the use of alternative to fossil fuels for travel through the promotion of public transport, walking and cycling. Work to support the LEP with their low carbon economy programme. Any kind of publicity campaign, that type of thing, sharing information, knowledge and project information with implementation with partners. Developing the RDC response to the DEFRA resources and waste strategy, and I've just highlighted this because I wasn't quite sure if that was quite the wording that we wanted to use on this. So that might be something you wanted to think about. It could be develop RDC's approach to waste management in response to climate change or something of that nature. That's G on the recommendations. To encourage service delivery plans to have reference to activities to reduce climate change, include climate change issues in our procurement and commissioning activity, and also to encourage community groups to come forward with environmental or climate change projects through the council's grants and capital programme budgets as appropriate. And then monitoring review and review is the fourth key recommendation, and that's about allocating responsibility for the implementation of the scrutiny recommendations. So appointing a member champion for climate change, assign an appropriate senior officer to the council to lead on this and support the member champion, establish a corporate climate change group, develop our performance indicators and report biannually on the implementation of recommendations to scrutiny. So those are the elements which we'd essentially be asking council to adopt and to implement. That was it, I think.
David? Oh, sorry, I thought you...
Can I just, if I can, please, Chair, through you. On G, you referenced the DEFRA resources and waste strategy and then said it might be something that we might wish to change. Presumably that specific DEFRA strategy is referenced for a reason.
Yeah, it was more about the wording in the recommendation. So it currently says develop the district council response to the DEFRA resources and waste strategy, but I think we talked a little bit about it could be district council approach to waste management in the light of climate change, so it's a bit more kind of generalised.
Joey?
Yeah, I think it would be better to be generalised on this because this is something we're adopting for the foreseeable future, and the RDC response to the DEFRA thing is going to be sort of fairly short term, if that makes sense.
Do we
explain about the strategy?
Sorry?
Do you want me to explain about the response to the strategy?
Yeah, please do.
I didn't get a microphone. Sorry, I'll just borrow this. I think Joss has got a point there because the response to the four consultations that are running now to do with the DEFRA resources and waste strategy are due in early May. And I will be looking through that and potentially holding a member briefing on that to decide any actions as a consequence of the questions that are being asked. I will just say that the consultations are live and everyone's encouraged to submit their responses. It's not just councils who are being asked, but as Councillor Andrew says, the consultations we'll get the feedback from those over a period of time. It could be months, even into years. So I think I would support what is being suggested in terms of the change there because it is only a short-term thing but has longer-term implications.
Could I suggest that we change the wording there to develop RDC responses to DEFRA and other government consultations on climate change and related issues?
I'm not sure that that's the total of what we want to do. It's not just, as Joss has put it here, this is developing our approach to waste management. Not developing our responses to various different reports. So it wouldn't...
His response to waste consultations, then. You can make elsewhere, but in here you can put it to...
I think what you're saying is maybe something that needs doing. But I think that should run in parallel to what Joss is suggesting, which is actually developing our own waste management, which we were doing before the consultations came out, I think.
Yeah, I was just going to say perhaps we could amend it to say, to leave the develop the RDC response to DEFRA resource and waste strategy, and then have another sentence in there saying something like to continually monitor and develop RDC's approach to waste management. So you're covering both. Something along those lines.
I think you ought to be in PR. I think that sounds ideal to me. Are we happy with that?
Yeah. I'll second that.
Any more for any more? Will?
Just an observation on point J. We have promote community-based schemes. I'd like to see that read encourage and promote, which I think is a little bit more proactive than just promoting.
I've no objection to that. I just thought promoting included. I'm quite happy if it.
Sometimes, John, you have to spell it out. And I really think, one thing that we all want to come out of this is that it is proactive. It's not just a piece of paper.
That's why I'm in agreement with it. In case other people think that they may be different, I'm quite happy with that.
Can I just check? This is because I always struggle with the use of bi. Is biannual every other year, or is it twice a year?
In this context, it's twice a year.
Thank
you. Biennial is every 2 years, is it?
All right, thank you. I told you, it's just for me.
Yes. Can't remember, was that Humpty Dumpty? Words mean what I want them to mean. Right, is there any more comments, suggestions, thoughts? Yeah. Now, we have a minefield in what we move and what we don't move, I think. If we note the final task group report, that's fine, that's non-controversial, but then that members agree to the scrutiny task group recommendations and actions, what do we then move? Josh? Becky? Hel?
Well, I would suggest that the actions, the recommendations and actions as amended at this evening's meeting is what we're trying to take to council, and then it's 2.3, which is the Overview and Scrutiny Committee recommends that council to adopt and implement the recommendations, and that's the minute that would go through to council.
Yes, that in effect covers all of it, doesn't it? So if we move members note and then members agree to the scrutiny task group recommendations as amended, and if everybody's happy with the verbal amendments that we've done tonight, I'm happy rather than moving a series of amendments. It's just a post-task group task group, isn't it? And then move 2.3. So on that basis, I'll move them one by one, but I don't think there's going to be any need to, but I'll do it that. I'll move 2.1, that members note the scrutiny task group report attached as Appendix 1. Those in favour? Oh, sorry, Joy. Pardon? Yeah, I should have gone to you. Yes, I should have gone to second. Yes. Nikki hasn't yet realised that Will would now be jumping up and down. He said, you need a second.
And that's unanimous, Chairman.
I now move to 2, that members agree to the scrutiny task group recommendations as amended this evening. I'd like a seconder. Thank you, Joy.
And that's unanimous, Chairman.
And then I'd like to move 2.3, that Overview and Scrutiny recommends Council to adopt and implement the recommendations. Thank you, a second, Joy. But you wish you'd been here all year.
And unanimous again, Chairman.
And I'd like to move a fourth one. Of all the time I've been on the council, I've seen reports of various standards and whatever, but the enthusiasm and level that's gone into this has been immense. Thank you, Joss. Yeah. And I'd like to move as a fourth one that Overview, or put it as a third one, I think, to keep it in the right order, that Overview and Scrutiny thanks Joss for all the work that she's done in relation to this report and enabling it to happen. Is there a seconder? Yes, thank you. Can we have a vote on that, please? Thank you, Joss. Absolutely brilliant.
Unanimous, Chairman.
I would have to say in response, I mean, that's a reflection of the enthusiasm of the task group, because it's been extremely well attended by lots of members who are not on scrutiny, because it was open to all members, and it's it's a reflection of the contributions everybody's made, really. Yes. So, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Very much appreciated. And if somebody could kick me in full council, that's probably you, Joy, to thank all the members of the task group, because I haven't done that tonight. But they aren't here tonight. All the other people that have come in, it hasn't just been scrutiny members. So that ought to be done in full council. Right, is this fast enough for you, Councillor Cousins? Are we progressing? No, but we said 5 past because we've got 2 extra bits to do. Item 9, Scrutiny Reviews Progress Report, page 67.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have anything to update the committee from the previous update report, apart from, just as the Chair said earlier, to look at the scrutiny review, which looked into the attendance at outside bodies, and I'll just turn to it. The recommendations are included in Annex A on page 67. What we've shown on there is just the what the resolutions were and the status. Thank you.
Any questions, thoughts, comments? Nikki's assuming that I'm not a bloke and thinks I can do 2 things at once. I can't.
Perhaps if I could just say it's page 83 that we're looking at, where the resolutions from the review into the outside bodies.
Thanks, Becky.
And you can see there which resolutions have been actioned, and it's particularly recommendation 3 where a template has been provided, but the procedure hasn't been followed this last cycle of the council.
And I think here, let us take it, because that was passed on the 16th of May 2013, was it not? So that may mean that those forms were actioned in the previous council. Now, I'm just saying it may be. No, you may not have got one. I'm not looking for blame here at all. Right? So either it has actioned in the last full council, or you didn't get one for whatever reason. Don't mind. Don't care. We've got to look at what we do to stop it happening and to make it work in future. And if it is officers that haven't circulated it, then that needs sorting. And if it's because I don't have the pleasure of being on any outside bodies at all, if the policy of council, I think, many years ago to go down this route. And therefore, it's a question of making sure that the process happens, and then it is a question of making sure that members do it. And my suggestion is that we don't do anything now, because asking members to do reports over the last 4 years, or even over the last year now, will actually cause an irritation that will discourage, if that's the right word, anybody doing it next year. But I suggest that it ought to be on the agenda for, and good evening to the press, it ought to be on the agenda for the July meeting. In other words, the new members elected and old ones that have got back, etc., have got 2 months to get settled into the new council, and then we look at this lot. Joy?
Could it be possibly mentioned at the May, when it's the actual, we're allotting all these bodies, etc., that reports should be... will be standard.
That is a good idea, and I've also asked for it to be in the new member and repeat for old member training in the induction packs.
Yeah, that's the plan, to actually launch it as part of the next year.
Oh, have I taken what you two were going to say? No. I can sense that everybody's looking at me. It must be.
Just another thing, possibly to pick up on what was said earlier, that if you could get any feedback from councillors on the fact that they've never had a meeting, to possibly strike that off before it goes to
I think that will follow from it, don't you? If you've got councillors on bodies and there isn't a report, and the officers follow it up and say, well, there's been no meeting to go to, I think it'll then become, what Janet is saying, painfully obvious that the train spotters club in Little Twittering doesn't meet, and therefore why have we got somebody on it? I don't think we should be doing any more, but the implication here is that no, we could be in danger of actually saying officers haven't, or we could be in danger of saying officers have and members haven't, and I think we just wipe a clean slate, kick off with it into the new year. Now, we need to move something. So could I recommend, and I look to you, Di, for some support in the wording of this. Well, you shouldn't volunteer to be good at it. That on the subject of members' involvement in outside bodies, that the policies of council are delivered in the induction pack for new members, little one in the induction pack for new members, little two in any training that is needed, and little three is carried out in the process in preparation for the July overview and scrutiny. Does that cover it all? That to nail that it's going somewhere.
On the forward plan.
Yeah, put it, yes.
Put it on the forward plan for this committee.
Yeah, if we can put it on the forward plan, that could be the third point. That's a better way of doing it. Yeah.
So is it you're going to create a task group tomorrow?
No. Policy's there. We've done that. We're asking the officers to ensure that it is in the induction training. So that will happen. And then the next point was that members will be you know, further trained or have forms explained to them, etc., and so on. And then the third thing, it will come to the scrutiny. Scrutiny will put it on there. Well,
again, Chair, just for clarity, do we need to preface that with something that actually says appointed members? Members appointed to outside bodies will be...
That's what I said, sorry. I said under the heading of, and I read it out, members' involvement in outside bodies on page D3. I read out the shaded out dark heading of the halfway down.
I just wondered whether it needed just to actually reference the fact that they are expected to produce a report on anything. Because I don't think it actually
Well, that will come into that'll come into the induction, won't it? We've got a policy on this lot.
I just think we need to reference the policy first, John. But if it exists, then I'm fine with where we are. Thank you.
It's something that hasn't happened rather than a policy we haven't got. Janet?
just to say, at national parks, what they're doing with people on outside bodies, if they've been to a meeting, they send in a type report and they're always at the back of our agendas.
Yeah.
There's always a type report. If it's just a little bit.
That's what I'm used to in the Murky
Path. They've been to this meeting and blah, blah, blah. Some of them are 2 pages because they've discussed a lot of stuff and they feel we should know a lot of stuff, but some of them are just a little bit to say that they've been to this committee. And
most of it wasn't relevant to the National Park except for this chunk. Yeah.
They're always at the back of our agendas or type reports.
Yeah. Can I ask you to just sort of take that idea? And
I think I would just say that there is a process. I actually don't know every step of that process, but that can be shared so that everyone's clear about what that particular process is, and then it's making sure that is actually action going forward.
And that July meeting could decide when it is going to have its annual review, which might be this time of year, ready for full council each May, but we need one in July to get the thing kicked off.
It's just a good way of saving. Well, it saves committee time if it's in the back of our agendas.
Yes.
Unless you have something that you want to talk about. From that report, it doesn't come up in committee time, and it just saves committee time, and people are still kept in the loop. It's just a good way of doing it.
Yeah, I like that system, because one of the things I don't like, and I've tried to keep to a minimum in scrutiny, is going through great long reports and noting them. Now, that's all noted stuff that you're saying of members coming in, just noted and done, not gone through, unless somebody wants to say something. Spot on. Di?
It's really for my information, because I can't remember. But why was the requirement to make an oral statement on why you should be nominated as a representative repealed? Because I can't remember.
Well, I can give you the... No, I won't. I'll tell you after the meeting. But we had two people had been on committees for a long time. Two newcomers stood who had qualifications in the two areas up to the... right. It was embarrassing. In fact, I wish I'd understated some of the qualifications and experience of one of the candidates. I still think it's a good system, but it's how it should be done, because all levels of government do not tend. Doctors are put in charge in charge of building an office somewhere, and architects are put in charge of health. It's government at all levels does not bring in people with skills, and you'd have 30 new councillors, you will have a lot of skills that ought to be pointed in the direction, if they want to, of where they can contribute. But I don't think we'll be repealing or whatever the opposite of repealing is. Yes, unrepealing, yes. Or putting the peel back on, yes, quite, whatever. Yes. Anything else? Will.
Can I just make an observation following what Janet said, John? Because I think it's really important, and what Councillor Andrews followed up with. This sense of reporting back, and that report back being the what fellow councillors need to know, is absolutely vital to make this a council efficient.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that... Well, from this group going on, we should be encouraging as much as we possibly can, because as Janet says, you don't need to ask questions, you've got it in front of you, and it's something that clearly we haven't been doing, and it's just so vital to keep this council efficient.
But the interesting thing is as to why it hasn't happened, because when that one was repealed, there was a general feeling of, oh, we're not doing all that, and it was again taking something from scrutiny and kicking it down the road. And that one's been kicked down the road for 6 years. The Constitution Working Party on things at council has been kicked down the road for 3 years, and scrutiny's got to stand up and say, no, we don't want to be kicked down the road. Disagree with it, throw it out, yes, but not just keep on pushing it on and hoping. Is there anything else we need to do on that one? Because I'm happy with where it is, because really it is a next full council's job. But I apologise for any member's behalf if we haven't been doing what officers have asked us, because it doesn't work unless officers and members both do. And I have a feeling here it isn't mostly officers, I think it's mostly members. But I have a feeling, backing what Ed says, that it was probably in the 2 years before this full council where it lost its will to live. Right.
Janet's idea was good that these reports could be fastened to the agenda, but at the moment this doesn't say that. This says it should go on the website, as I read it.
I think, and this is really scratching the memory beyond belief, I think some of us suggested, and I'm looking at Di here for memory, I think some of us suggested they be reported to committees or full council, and I think it didn't get very far. And one of the people from memory is Janet Sanderson, who did something on young people, did a report that came in and just followed this lot and said, there you are, no, I'm entitled to put it in, etc., there it is. But I think a lot of it's down to members not having done. Joy?
I recall that Janet Sanderson said, and I think it was just that the reports were given at the end of the year, yeah, and they told them what they'd done within the year. But I think, like you were saying, Janet's right in that I think we should have it attached to agenda so we can read it, and that every member of the council gets to see what happened in that time frame, because there could be something that's thrown up in there that is relevant to the parish we're in or something like that we're not aware of, etc. So sharing the knowledge and keeping everybody in the loop. I think in the loop was the thing that stood out for me that Councillor Frank said. So yeah, rather than an annual report, if you like, to have it when anybody has attended a meeting.
Yeah, because otherwise it could be
put
a report
a
year out of date.
No,
by the agreement we've had around the room, there's a feeling that, you know, council was right when it did that policy, but for some reason, it hasn't happened.
Possibly that they should attend the meetings, because that's going back to what we were saying about, yeah, you know, some people didn't attend any meetings.
And having sort of dug up climate change, not having done anything for 10 years or whatever it is, and dug this up, I think I'll stop digging now for the next few weeks, because we're probably best if we don't find anything. But we have one more to come. Anything further on scrutiny reviews? No.
We're going to vote on the recommendation.
The recommendation is noting, is it?
Just because you've made that.
Yeah, we've made that amendment. Yes, can we vote on that then, please?
Chairman, that's unanimous.
Thank you. Overview and scrutiny, forward plan. And a thought for next year on this. I found this invaluable. When did we start sort of doing it? 6 months ago? And I knew about it a year ago, and we started putting it into here. It tells you what's coming up, and it also, in the future, will give chairs or committee members the chance to say, why don't we have this on that agenda? And then you look at the agenda, and this one's only got the one on it because it's the end of the year. But the June meeting has got a year's worth in front of it, so you can decide where it would be a good idea to slot something in, etc. Right. We now have my favourite subject, decision from other committees. And somewhere here, and I think I've already mislaid it, I have the overview and scrutiny. Thank you. Report from Policy and Resources. A long time ago, 3 years ago, Scrutiny Committee did a report on things that happened at council meetings, etc. I wasn't on Scrutiny then, and Ed would have been, and I don't know who else was. And you did a report, and when it came into this year, no, 2 years ago, sorry, 2 years ago, I stepped down from the chair and said to Di and Jeff, look, this was what you were handling, do what you want to do with it. And I didn't want it, I personally, and I'll explain why, I didn't want it to go to P&R because it would be kicked into the long grass. That is 2 years ago, by the month, and it stayed in the long grass. So, some months back, we asked for P&R to look at the terms of reference of the working parties. We didn't want anything complicated, but we wanted them to have minimum number of meetings so that it wasn't possible. You might be able to kick something down the road for a few months or 6 months, but not years. And we have been told continually for 2 years, oh, there is no meeting of the Constitution Working Party planned, and it isn't in the timetable of meetings. And I assiduously went to all the resources working parties and policy and resources watching this lot until I was beginning to get sick of it, because it's been to the monitoring officer, and it's been back to resources working party, and it's been to P&R and so on. P&R got a recommendation from the Resources Working Party that the Constitution Working Party should be put in the timetable when we next do the timetable. And we next do the timetable next November for the year 20. For the year, I'm getting lost, 2021, this coming November. So we could have the Constitution Working Party sometime in June onwards, 2020. Sounds of grass growing and cans kicking still occurs to me. Not only didn't it happen, but if you look at the minutes of the meeting, it isn't even on the minutes of the meeting. Because the minutes of the resources, policy and resources, have we got... Hang on, we've got some... Are we there? That, terms of references for working parties and subcommittees, has got three recommendations on it. The recommendations from Resources Working Party to P&R had four recommendations on it. And the fourth one was that the Constitution worked. No, I'm sorry, it is believable, it's just hard to believe. Right, has disappeared. I am, apparently, it was not moved by the chair in PNR. And I'm not going to mention who should have been at PNR as overview and scrutiny observers, because we should have had three people there and we didn't manage to get anybody there. Fortunately, I went because I was watching this little game. So that's the knuckle wrapping for the year to those to whom it applies, and I haven't bothered to check and look up, and it doesn't matter. Right. This has got to the point, if it's been kicked into the fourth year, I'm now prepared, if you wish me to do, to wrap a knuckle or two here and there and say, look, this is not good enough. On the basis that this decision does not follow the recommendations from the Resources Working Party, which came from Council, which came from the PNR, which came from all the way round, and we got the head lawyer involved, etc., that's not good enough and will break and can be called in. If I call it in, if the committee calls it in, that will force a PNR to happen in the next month. If I call it in, I can then talk to somebody early next week and say, up with this, we will not put. Constitution Working Party has got to meet early in the new year and be on the timetable. And if you'd like to bring the timetable to full council, I'd be happy with that and withdraw the call in. But it's got to a ridiculous point now. One year down the track was kicking the can and allowing the grass to grow. 2 years is pushing it. Pushing it into the fourth year and missing it off here is ridiculous. And it's not the officer's fault it was missed off here. It wasn't actually covered in the meeting. Any suggestions, or are you happy with that thought I've got? Yes. Can you say that again, Eddie? I don't want that bit to be missed off the tape.
I'm happy to take that approach if you think that's sufficient at this stage. Because we can, if it still doesn't happen, we can call it in at a future.
Okay. Well, it's difficult because you've got to call it in within 10 days and whatever.
All right.
I didn't know this evening till this evening this wasn't on here.
Right.
But. We'll then raise urgent questions at full council, and we can do all sorts of things. But scrutiny committee, if it backs a call in and says this is not acceptable, but ask the chair to call it in if necessary, then I think we can do that.
That fits with the, does that fit with the constitution?
Oh, no, not. We have a constitution way out of date.
As it stands.
Can I ask reason why it was left off? Why?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the chair.
Why wasn't it?
You'll have to ask the chair.
Discussed at policy and resources.
You'll have to ask the chair. He didn't do it. The papers came from Resources Working Party because I saw them. And then he moved the recommendation at PNR, if I understand correctly, and not the recommendation from the Resources Working Party, which included the Constitution Working Party to be put on the even put it on the timetable, kicked it down the road a year. Now I'm saying now we can probably have an opportunity to not only not kick it down the road for a year, we can probably have an opportunity to put it on the timetable in the first 2 months, and I'm looking at Becky here to see if this sort of makes sense. Ask for it to go on the timetable in the first 2 months. It'll have to go to full council to amend the timetable, to put it on the timetable in the first 2 months of the new council. It would be unfair to put it in May, but it ought to be in June or July. Put it onto there, and then to put it on the diary to be held at least once a year from there on. Now, if you're happy with that, I will go battle down that route. But I think if we decide to call it in, I think that means a PNR meeting and a whole PNR meeting, however despicable it is, a whole PNR meeting just to discuss that strikes me as a waste of... It isn't a waste of time and money, but it can be done at much less time and much cheaper. Will?
John, can I just get me head round this? If I'm being particularly obtuse, then it won't surprise anybody. What we actually saying is, seems to me, tell me if I'm wrong, that the there has been an omission. Is that right? A point has been dropped from a recommendation.
Not quite. It came in from two directions. P&R looked at it and referred it to the Resources Working Party. Resources Working Party looked at it and referred it to Anthony. It then came back to Resources Working Party and to P&R, the same report. And Resources Working Party picked up on the Constitution Working Party. P&R, when it got it, didn't. Even though P&R, closing the circle round, had the report from Resources Working Party saying, include this with the, in relation to the Constitution Working Party.
In which case, my question becomes, if it was the same report and recommendation...
No.
It wasn't the same report and recommendation.
No, because the Resources Working Party had added one strand onto it.
Right. Sorry,
and
John,
Resources
I understand
Resources Working now. Party's 4 points was ignored.
What is the difference in makeup between the Resources Working Party and the P&R Committee?
Don't start that, you'll upset Joy. It's a subcommittee of it, but it includes one Lib Dem who's not on P&R, if my memory serves me right. Yeah, don't start. But it is a subcommittee, not a subcommittee, a working party that's made a recommendation that has then been ignored, which is fine, right? But not what happened in the meeting, and they'd have to justify if they had a recommendation coming in, been in it again. And it wouldn't matter if it... I'd go along with the line of it being a mistake and whatever else, if it hadn't happened consistently for 2.5 years so far and heading for 4. It could be coincidence. No, sorry, you don't believe it is coming. Well, maybe not. Or it could be just putting some fertiliser on the grass to make it grow longer. To me, it's not acceptable, but I'm asking you if I've got your support, because if I do the call-in... if I understand correctly, I'd be able to withdraw it by just not having to have another meeting of this committee to say, OK, I withdraw it. Because my withdrawal position is, if the timetable is put onto the full council meeting, to be amended, and then we can bat in Constitution Working Party in the first 2 months, please, and within a year, each year, there must be at least one.
Can I just ask a question? What is the reluctance about having this meeting?
Can you have a discussion with Di afterwards?
So there is an
Di wanted me to define what long grass was 2 years ago. And I think she now knows what long grass is. The reluctance is they don't want to do it.
Right.
I don't know why
they don't. Is the Constitutional Working Party a pointless...
Some of us opposed it.
Yeah.
Some of us in favour. I actually opposed it. I don't like most of it. But I dislike doing it wrong much more than...
Right. Okay. And there's something that they need to look at as well on this already. Right. Okay.
Just for my clarification. I think this all started with the discussion over starting times for meetings, didn't it? But there have been
before my time, but I stepped down from the chair for this because there was no point in me chairing something when I don't think about it. So,
but there were two. There have been
to die and die. Would you like to sort of?
But there have been two or three issues subsequent to that which should have gone in.
Oh yes.
In that could have gone.
Yes.
Quite legitimately to.
Yes. The Constitution is out.
The Constitution Working Party and yeah. At the last meeting that we had of this meeting. I seem to recall that the report that was put forward by the monitoring officer or by the council solicitor
yeah.
contained an item which he agreed, if I'm correct on this one, that he agreed at the time should go to this working party.
And that was when you have the standards committee should have three members. The actual looking into cases committee, yes. But would need a substitute, and that was proposed and seconded and sailed through this committee, and somebody mischievous mouth said, of course, but before that can really happen, it's got to go to the Constitution Working Party. We've done it without, and it's there, and I think it would stand up, but it still should be in the Constitution, and it's not. Along with others, joint.
So we do need the group to meet, or the party. So we do need it to be done as quickly as possible, and to avoid that, I would back what you said about you, just because it makes things easier.
I mean, what
although I don't see why we should make things easier, really. But
no,
yeah.
What will happen? I don't want to make things easier for something I'm not in favour of, but I don't like something being kicked down the road deliberately for years. It's just not acceptable. Whether it will make any difference, what will happen, I have no idea, and some of us won't be there to see what's happened. But it needs to be done properly, and it hasn't been, and I think what I'm suggesting may root through. But if you're happy with me doing it, and the chief executive says, no, this is going to cause chaos, you can't do this because this, this, and this, then I will just back off, and somebody else can have another go next year. Will?
Just to complete my circle of
unhappiness.
Has the Constitutional Working Party got terms of reference?
Oh yes. Pretty limited, but yes. And doesn't say anything about it meeting and frequency and whatever. No.
Right.
And you'd think a Constitution Working Party would have, and it still hasn't.
It's at the discretion of the chairman.
Yeah.
And the chairman has decreed that there isn't any need for the Constitution Working Party to meet.
That's it. Yeah, it's one of those two. And
because you haven't been through the wardrobe yet.
Yes. Yeah, and when it kicked off with me 2 years ago, I got glares and ear bending from Di in the nicest possible way, right? And now I don't think if we can do any more than what we're doing, and it's completely wrong, and it needs to be brought to book with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have to vote?
I think we'll have to do some neat wording. Just have a quick think. Overview and Scrutiny Committee is prepared to back a call-in
by
the chair if necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I can find out if necessary. They may just do it, whatever. Don't worry, you'll only be without friends for a month or so. I was going to apologise for that, but it's...
In reference to minute 93.
In reference to minute whatever it is that arrived today, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
They can vote on that.
Yes, we better vote on that. I'm not good at this bit, am I?
It's unanimous, Chairman.
And I have item 12, no items of urgent business, so I declare the meeting closed. And I'd hope to get finished before 2:45, and it is, but the real target was 7 o'clock. Thank you all. Everybody gone home, yes. Yes. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
Let me sign those two for you.
All right.
I haven't finished signing that one. I'm mid-signing that one. Oh, gosh. She's organised. Will doesn't do this. Not again.
All the other stuff that was from the other one. I can't remember what it was. Oh, would you? Oh, I've written down the time.
I'm doing lots of different time.
You're not on holiday again, are you?
Just one day. I'm going to a wedding.
Oh, dear. Can you give them my commiserations?
I'm doing notes.
All I did was note down the time on the clock in case I told you to record.
Oh, you'll have done the same system. Yeah, okay, right. All okay? You recover everything? And that means, on that timetable warning, if anybody, if Stacey gets old here, we can't, or whoever's dealing with it is unhappy, we can't do it that way, whatever, then we can move round and make it work somewhere.